Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 194. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 194. My name is Brendan Lowe, founder and creator of Jazz Piano School. I am your host, as always. Thank you so much for being here. So, we got six episodes left until we hit 200 episodes. That's crazy. I've been doing this for a long time, and I got some help now because things have gotten crazy, you know, with the growth of Jazz Piano School and my vision and everything like that. So Sterling and Trent are helping me out, and I definitely foresee some other educators coming on board later to spice things up and throw some curveballs in at you, right? Rather than just hearing from me all the time. And I think that's a great thing. I honestly think that's an amazing thing. There's so many other amazing educators out there, other jazz pianists that have so much valuable information to share that I would love to learn from. Like, I always love learning from other people. I learn from Sterling, I learn from Trent, and these guys, you know, they're like years younger than me. So you can learn from anybody. You can learn from children. You can learn from absolutely anybody on this earth, and you should never think that you've learned it all, right? You're always learning, and when you can take on that mindset, you're going to be an open person. You're going to get better that much faster, so it's a really cool thing. If there's members listening right now, whether you're an elite member, monthly member, lifetime basic, I just want to say I'm sorry. I didn't do anything that bad, but I've kind of been a ghost, and the reason for that is because I've been working just tirelessly during quarantine to get our new upgrades done to the site. And we released a new upgrade last October, and we're going to be releasing a new upgrade again as soon as possible. I'm literally trying to release this as soon as possible, but you know, it's always a double-edged sword for me because I want to get things out to people as fast as possible. So I'm more of a just do it and then fix it later kind of guy. And I think that helps me in life because I can get stuff done. But at the same time, the small minute details, bugs, things like that, you know, corners that, you know, maybe, you know, needed to be, I don't even know. That's not even an analogy. I don't even know what I'm talking about around corners. What are you talking about, Brendan? That's not even an analogy. Okay. Yeah, forget I said that. But you know what I mean, right? The small details that kind of need attention, I can kind of oversee those because I want people to use what we're building. But I'm trying to not do that this time. I'm trying to be patient. And we're so close. We're so close, you know? And it's hard because once we finish this, then I have to develop all of the release materials, you know, that we're going to do for the enrollment period, which is more of like a party. Like, I love throwing a party for everybody, getting the excitement up in everybody, because it's a huge deal. You know, it's a huge deal to open our school up, open Jazz Piano School up to you listening right now and everyone else in the public. And I want it to be known and heard so that people can take advantage of it. So people can really understand what we've created, what we're doing, what my vision is, right? To create a world of jazz piano, a world, you know, a Disneyland of jazz piano of sorts, right? And a Rosetta Stone of jazz piano, not just individual courses, you know, that's not what I'm going for. I'm really going for an experience that integrates you into every single aspect of learning jazz piano. We're not just releasing courses here. I really want everyone who's listening to understand that. It's not just, okay, here's a course on beginner piano. Here's a course on voicings. Here's a course on, it's not that. When you're a Jazz Piano School member, when you sign up and you join our community of Freedom Learners, it's a total integration into the music and path of learning jazz piano based on everything that you could possibly need and want. And it's all structured and organized in a system that I've created. Okay, it's not a pick and pull library of movies. Although, if you do want to do that, clearly you can do that. We've integrated some amazing things in these upgrades for search functionality and everything like that, based on the categories that we have. But my goal, my plan is I give you a map, I give you a structure, and you follow it, and guess what? You succeed. You get results. Okay? It's not about you picking and choosing what you want. I mean, yeah, I could go that route, clearly. Lots of people are doing that, but that's not what I'm about. I'm about giving you results. I want to teach you a structured, organized learning system that you're going to be able to use and take and build upon and excel from and really open the world that you're looking for. All right? So that's coming up really, really soon. I'm really excited for these upgrades. We got a lot of cool things happening. Yeah, it's just going to give us, you know, just a lot of fun stuff. I'm just really excited for it. And so I'm trying to release these upgrades as soon as possible. And by that, I mean, like, man, every time I'm like, oh, I think it's like 2 more weeks. I'm like, okay, God, it's another 2 weeks. I can't even say a date yet, but definitely very soon. I don't want to say anything. All right. So hope everyone's doing well in quarantine and practicing hard, and definitely check out our free education. You know, if you're a new listener right now, even if you're an old listener, I highly recommend going to jazzpianoschool.com because our collection of free education, I mean, that's enough to learn like so much. I mean, that's years worth of education right there. You know, that's just, it's all free. It's all free. All of our podcasts, all of our blogs, all of our Lick of the Weeks, the transcription, everything, you know? And we're going to continuously do that and put out more materials because, you know, I just enjoy helping. My team and I enjoy helping as many people as possible, even for the people who don't become members of Jazz Piano School. So that's an awesome thing. And it's really easy now that we've fixed a bunch of things to search for materials, search for people that you want to learn about, things you want to learn about on our website. So definitely go ahead and check that out. And yeah, I think that's about it. I'm just super excited about this. But Sterling has a great podcast coming at you guys today about shout courses. And shout courses is kind of like a lost art. And I don't really hear many people do this anymore, but some of the greats used to do this. Oscar Peterson, Red Garland, a lot of the older cats. Yeah, Tommy Flanagan, all these people, they would have these amazing shout courses where there's it's kind of like a written chorus of hits and interaction, and it's really, really awesome. And so integrating these things into your playing can really add a different flavor, a different atmosphere, and like it's almost like a composition within a composition, but you're not really doing a full composition, right? It's just kind of an interactive thing that can really change directions in your tune or bring a different level of activity, excitement, or just different texture, right, to your playing. So really, really great stuff. I really love this episode by Sterling. So with that being said, let's dive right in. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? It's Sterling Koza coming at you with another podcast for jazzpianoschool.com. Today I'm talking to you about the art of the shout chorus. Shout choruses first appeared in the mainstream in big bands from the 30s, such as Duke Ellington and Count Basie. And shout choruses were a way to sort of kick things up a notch, take things to the next level. If you had an audience that was dancing, especially, people would just go crazy, you know, if you had these shout choruses with the band just blaring. And pianists like Oscar Peterson, Nat King Cole, and Errol Garner heard these sounds coming from these big bands and decided to take them into their trios. And those were the pianists that really codified this sound in the jazz trio. So what I'm going to be doing today is showing you guys some examples of some notable shout choruses and talking about ways that you can incorporate them into your own playing and arrangements. So the first shout chorus we're going to look at is from a famous Count Basie tune called Splanky. It's a D-flat blues. And this shout chorus is especially rhythmic and just really swinging, so I think you'll like it. And when talking about putting shout choruses on the piano, we kind of tend to think of the piano as sort of an orchestrational tool. Earl Hines was noted as saying that the piano is like the whole orchestra. So a lot of piano players tend to think of it that way. You've got the bass section in the left, sort of the mid-range in the middle, and then the higher, maybe horns like trumpets and saxes on top. So we can think about using techniques the same way an arranger would do for a band, in ways we can use the keyboard. So when we're talking about playing this shout chorus, there's a couple different techniques we can use. One is block chords. And another one is more sort of Red Garland style octaves with chords. And if you're curious about ways to investigate those techniques a little more, as well as finding out where they come from, feel free to leave some comments or questions down below. And we can even maybe release a podcast in more depth there. But today we're talking about some shout choruses. So without further ado, here's the Splanky shout chorus. First in block chords. So there was that shout chorus in block chords, maybe in a style sort of like Oscar Peterson. You might hear him play that way. Now let's take things up a notch and do sort of more of the octave shout sound with the chords filled in. Here it is an octave higher for a sort of second variation. Alright, so that was sort of an octaves way of playing that shout chorus. I had the right hand in octaves. Alright, sort of that Red Garland style, but taking it to the next level of a shout chorus, really more in the vein of Oscar Peterson trio. Now, with these two techniques, the block chords and the octaves voicings, we can sort of take things to the next level in our trio arranging. So a big band might use a shout chorus to play out after the solos. After everyone's taken their solos, they'll play the shout chorus and then maybe go back to the head. But other pianists like to sort of repurpose the shout chorus to serve a different role within the trio setting. I want to call attention to an important recording with the Ray Brown Trio. That's with Benny Green on piano. It's entitled Don't Get Sassy. And we're going to look at the next shout chorus off of the title track of that record, Don't Get Sassy. And what Benny Green does in that arrangement is he actually solos, and at the end of his solo, plays a couple of shout choruses, which actually act as a bridge into more soloing. Yeah, that's right. Well, we can't get enough of Benny Green soloing, so, you know, we won't fault him for that one. But well, let's take a look at those shout choruses. This tune is in the key of E flat. If you're not familiar, here's the head. That's an old Thad Jones tune, Don't Get Sassy. It's a real swinging tune, and these shout choruses are especially swinging. The first one takes place with block chords, actually. These are pretty close to the same voicings that Benny uses in the trio. So here's the first shout chorus. And then that actually repeats one more time. You notice I left some space in there. That's actually for the drums. So if you're kind of hearing the recording in your head, you've got a question and answer. Sorry, here's the question. Right, and the drums would answer. And then another question. And the drums would answer. So that's the first part of the shout chorus. Then it actually goes up an octave. And sort of to simulate that band sound, you know, that big band sound, sometimes pianists will put a fall on the end. Sort of as if the horns were falling, right? So that's a cool effect. And you'll notice when we went up the octave, things really got a little more intense. So that's another way to vamp up the energy. Take your voicings up an octave, maybe play some thicker voicings. Now, for the last part of this tune, they play a second shout chorus immediately following the first two. And this one uses more of the octave voicing, sort of a left-hand voicing in the middle, mid-range, right? And then octaves filled in on top. So here's the last shout chorus of this tune. Starts on two. A one, two, three, four, one. So you can imagine if we were playing with a trio with drums, that would really get pretty raucous pretty fast. That's a pretty exciting shout chorus. And immediately following that shout chorus, Benny just totally rips. So I totally encourage you guys to check out that recording. That's Ray Brown Trio, Don't Get Sassy. Really fun tune to play, especially with those shout choruses. So hope you guys enjoyed talking about these shout choruses today. It's sort of a lost art, the art of the shout chorus. Pianists like Oscar Peterson, Errol Garner, Nat King Cole have some really great shout choruses. And also check out some big band recordings of shout choruses you like, and you can always arrange them on the keyboard, just like we talked about today. So hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.